USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of Republican lawmakers have sent House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a letter urging her to remove California Congressman Eric Swalwell from the House Intelligence Committee. The 17 GOP House members note that Swalwell's interactions with an alleged Chinese spy are a national security risk to a committee that handles information critical to national defense. It was reported last week that Swalwell had contact with the woman accused of being a spy in 2015. The group also notes in the letter that in 2017, Speaker Pelosi called for then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions' resignation after it was revealed that he'd failed to disclose to Congress meetings with the Russian ambassador. President-elect Joe Biden is filling out selections for his cabinet. He tapped former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg to head the Department of Transportation Tuesday, and multiple reports say Biden will choose former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm to become his Secretary of Energy. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
An FDA review of data from trials of Moderna's COVID vaccine confirmed that it is highly protective against the virus. The agency is expected to give the shot an emergency use approval by the end of the week, releasing a second vaccine into the national supply. Vice President Mike Pence toured a vaccine production facility in Bloomington, Indiana Tuesday that will be part of Moderna's production chain when it receives its approval. He said that the nation can see a light at the end of the pandemic tunnel.
We want to encourage the American people with the word. We want to build confidence about the use of the vaccine that continues to rise all across the country. We want to reassure people that as we see cases rising and hospitalizations rising, that we're going to continue to work around the clock to make sure our hospitals have all the resources and the staffing needed to give your family the same level of care that we'd want a member of our family to have. So we see light at the end of the tunnel. Hope is on the way.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The coronavirus pandemic has led to rising food insecurity across the country this year. According to Feeding America, about 54 million people nationwide will not have adequate access to nutritious food during the pandemic. Vice President and COO of Feeding America, Katie Fitzgerald, talks about some of the logistical challenges that Feeding America is facing.
Yeah, so there have been two sort of areas of major challenge. One in the supply chain, though the supply chain, the food supply chain is working far better now than in the early days of the pandemic. We continue to work very hard to get as much donated food from that supply chain as we can. And we have some federal commodity programs that are about to be reduced. So that is an area of great struggle that we're continuing to work hard on. And then the operating model, we are a network that relies on almost 2 million volunteers a month to get done what we do, and we're so grateful for that, but that, of course, has been a challenge as people have made very wise decisions about their own safety to stay home if they need to do that. So we've worked really hard to create low-touch, no-touch distributions, incredible safety protocols both in our warehouses as well as in the distribution lines, and we really learned and adapted so quickly.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.